Food groups or macronutrients. There are three main food groups that are our best sources of energy, nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. Each is important to include in our everyday diet because each has its own benefit for maintaining health, but the amount that we need for the benefit they provide will vary. Carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, or carbs as you might call them, include a range of foods. In simple terms, carbohydrates are foods that are broken down into sugar or glucose by our body. This glucose is then taken from our blood and transported around the body to be used as fuel in our cells. Carbohydrates contain three things in greater or lesser amounts: sugar, fibre, and starch. Sugar. Scientifically, based on its molecular structure, there are a range of different types of sugar. For example, glucose, fructose, lactose, or sucrose. This is sugar made from a combination of glucose and fructose, and it's what we would know as table sugar. And these different types of sugar are digested differently in our body. In the real world, however, thinking about our diet and nutrition, it's easier to think of sugar in two ways. Firstly, natural sugar. This is found in whole foods like fruits and vegetables. These occur naturally in our foods, in things like fruit, vegetables, potato, or milk. In most cases, these foods have other components that are nutritious and essential for good health, things like fiber, vitamins, and minerals. So consuming them as part of our diet is not only okay, but it's actually key to achieving a healthy, nutritious diet. Added sugar is slightly different. These are artificially added to food products in their production. Food manufacturers can process foods to extract the sugar from their natural state and add them into other food products to enhance their flavours. These are added sugars. Sometimes we might hear them referred to as refined or free sugars, and they include sugars that are added to foods and drinks by the manufacturer, cook, or by the consumer. They would also be the type of sugars naturally present in things like honey or syrups like maple syrup or agave, and also in fruit juice. As a population, we eat around 3 times the amount of sugar recommended, most of which is coming from added sugar or free sugar coming from processed foods. And the evidence about sugar consumption is becoming very clear that too much is bad for us.